So you're sitting there watching the debate, Sean, and mm-hmm. the question comes up to him when he's debating Hillary, whether or not he was for or against the Iraq war. And he says, I was against it. And they say, but you said on Stern you were for it. Maybe, blah, 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 blah. And he said, call Sean Hannity. Right there, a presidential debate. The Republican nominee for president of the United States says, call Sean Hannity. Did you expect that? And what went through your mind when you saw this? Was it true?
I'll tell you what went through my mind. You really want to know?
And I fell off my chair.
Somebody sent me a hat the next day that said, call Hannity on it. True story. Here's what I thought. I thought back to all of the private debates we had over that war. Michael, you and I have had passionate private discussions. They were numerous. They were frequent. He disagreed. He was talking about taking the oil, which, by the way, I always agreed with the idea that he had come up with. It wasn't mine, that we should at least get paid and we should give the families of the military money for the liberation of that country. I think that would have been the right thing to do, especially those that lost arms and legs and their faces were blown to smithereens or they lost a loved one. They absolutely deserve to get paid for that, and the oil would have taken care of that. Michael, he called me constantly and told me I was wrong. Constantly. We talked constantly about it. So I'm just telling you, you know, you're the first person to ask me if that was true, I think. I don't think anybody else has asked me since that debate if it was true.
Well, it was a crucial moment. Sean, a man that went on to become the president of the United States when he was being asked a question that had key, pivotal importance, turned to you as his proof.
Michael, he told the truth. And nobody, I don't believe anybody besides you has publicly asked me if that was true. Michael, we had knockdown, drag out debates over because I did support the Iraq war. Now, in hindsight, my argument is, okay, after 58,000 dead in Vietnam, 5,000 Iraq and Afghanistan, and many others, you know, permanently, you know, disfigured and losing arms and legs, only to give up and lose a war politically in D.C., I can't support these wars anymore if we're not in to win. Now, it was the right thing to do. I stand by supporting it. But the wrong thing to do is if you win Tikrit and Baghdad and Mosul and Ramadi and Fallujah, then to give it back and give it back to a worse enemy in terms of ISIS.